This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. The White House plans to roll back a Biden-era rule that put conservation on equal footing to other uses on BLM land. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Interior Secretary Doug Burgum says in his announcement about the rollback that the public lands rule could block multiple uses on BLM lands, including energy and mineral production, timber management, grazing, and recreation. At the time, the Biden administration said it would not preclude other uses and that the rule was needed to restore habitats, guide responsible development, and sustain public lands for future generations. The proposal by Trump's BLM to rescind the public lands rule will be subject to a comment period before it's finalized. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Two health insurers who'd signal they were ready to leave Colorado's individual market in several counties now say they plan to stay. The change comes after lawmakers passed a bill that provides $100 million to help reduce rising premium costs in the individual market. In August, Rocky Mountain HMO and Anthem's HMO Colorado filed notices saying they would pull plans from the individual market. That came after the Republican majority in Congress declined to extend tax credits that help Coloradans afford plans on the individual market. Denver has its first electric garbage truck. The city plans to use the truck for trash, recycling, and compost pickup for 2 years and evaluate how well it performs. Denver has grown its electric vehicle fleet over the last year from 51 to 82 vehicles. Its entire fleet includes more than 2,500 vehicles. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.